has joined.
Good afternoon. Are you the first?
Now Hannah's on.
Okay, so we will begin momentarily. We will begin. Vishem Yehud Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte Bid Hilu Urchimu Utkilu Utkilu Urchim. Leakta Lashem Yudhe Bavafe. The Yehuda Shalim Bashem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. La Sok Torah Mitzvah. Vayino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Denu Panane Elena Maseya Denu Pananehu. Our handout is on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 9, the second column from the left. That opens up the landing pages for the Sefer Yetzirah classes. When that opens up, scroll down to class 17. And when the handout opens up, it will say that it's class 15. So we will begin with, before we start on this Mishnah, which is 2.7, I need to remind you about two aspects that we've covered before. Hakika and Chatziva. These are the ideas of focusing our thoughts, which is hakika, and removing all the extraneous thoughts. This is chatziva. Now, the thoughts must be expressed through the breath. This applies to the breathing during your meditations. I have not discussed this with you before, except on a very minimal level. So let's approach it as a specific issue. You breathe through your nose. You breathe out through your mouth. You inhale through your nose. You exhale through your mouth. This seems easy to do, but it is not easy to do correctly, because this must become second nature. If you watch a baby breathe, you will see this. Put your hand lightly on the chest of the baby. It does not move. Put your hand on the stomach of the baby, and as it breathes in, it extends outward. This is the type of breathing that we are speaking about. As you inhale through your nose, your stomach expands outward. As you exhale through your mouth, your stomach withdraws from that expansion. It goes back down. Your chest does not move at all through that whole cycle, which is not the way most people have adapted their breathing. Most people don't make those deep breaths that expand the stomach. They breathe so that their chest expands or withdraws. Learning how to breathe this way within your meditations has to become second nature. It takes practice. It takes concentration and focus. When you breathe in, your belly goes out. When you breathe out, your belly goes in. Your chest does not move. The above is describing what we call deep belly breathing. How fast should you breathe? If you're taking a deep breath, you don't breathe fast. Now we're going to talk about the Amish sound. And we're going to meditate on the three letters, Aleph, Mem, and Shin. These are the mother letters. This is the word Amish. Why do you think, this is an unwritten commentary, why do you think that it starts with the Aleph? It goes to the Mem and then finally the Shin. Shouldn't it be Mem, Shin, Aleph? Misha? Think about it. The Sefirot, Chesed is water, Givurah is fire, and the Aleph is the balance point between them. But we don't pronounce it Misha, we pronounce it Amish. The Aleph representing the central column, the balance point, is first. And that is the way that the Keter Chachma Bina relationship exists. In temple times, the Levites sang the Psalms using this secret. Many women have been saying Tehillim in groups. If this secret was used, Mashiach would have already come. The Levites sang the words with this breathing, not as nikunim. The nikunim are hypnotic. Without this secret, done with this secret, they are even more so. Let me rephrase that so it's clear. When you sing with nikunim, it's an hypnotic effect. But this is because you're not using the proper speaking. That hypnotic effect done with the breathing where your chest moves, it's hypnotic, it's beneficial. People love nigunim. But when you do it with the proper breathing, where your belly moves and not your chest, the hypnotic effect is even deeper. and more effective. When the breathing is done correctly, as we've described it, the thoughts can be manifested through the breath properly. Do it incorrectly, and you will be left at the level of the earth spirits. We want you to go above this level. If you are satisfied with this level, you do not need Kabbalah to achieve further spiritual growth. You are saying that your level is sufficient. Do you want a greater level than I will continue now to explain the famous 231 gates from the Sefer Yetzirah. You've read about it in the Copland English translation of the Sefer Yetzirah. The famous 231 gates are actually keys that open up gates to different levels of consciousness. Some people call them dimensions. I prefer the term level of consciousness. With enough practice, you will go into a meditative trance quickly. As practice, this may not happen. Do not worry, just keep practicing. Sounds come from five parts of the mouth. Do the practice session in a time and place where you do not have to whisper. The vowels can come from each of these parts. What are they? The garon, the throat, brings down. They are the letters Aleph, Chet, He, Ayin. With the proper breathing, using the root vowels, long as the exhale? The answer is no. But the inhale has to be sufficiently large and deep to expand the belly so that the exhale becomes hypnotic. You practice this sufficiently and you will go into a hypnotic state. Another part of the mouth is called the thorfin, which is the palate, the top of the mouth. It brings up, as opposed to the garon, the throat that brings down. The letters that are composed, that we speak through our palates, are tsurfin.
Yeah.
No. And the fifth part of the mouth is the lips. They are also in the middle, and they are considered malchut. I didn't mention the sephirot associated with the other items, but you can think of it in terms of moving up from malchut to zeranpin, would be the teeth or the gums. Bina would be the tongue, the palate would be chakma, and the throat is the keter. So we can complete the lips, the soul, all of these letters. Do you think all 22 letters are in these five different components, five parts of the mouth? The answer is yes. Wow. five parts of the mouth are five vessels. Certain letter sounds come from certain parts of the mouth. And this is why the letters from the same part of the mouth can be substituted for each other. In gematria letter substitution, but also in understanding the words that someone says. When they say one word, let's say Abba, which is spelled Aleph Bet Aleph, the Bet is also have the Mem in the same part of the mouth. So it can be Ima. When you say Abba, you're including Ima, your mother. We don't think like this. We don't remember these connections. But we need to. The more you remember, the more you will be able to ascertain the various spiritual levels, the 70 different levels of Torah. Here is a spiritual lesson. We use specific letters with specific vowels for specific things. This applies to Hashem Kadosh, to holy names, especially. Are you trying to use the name to go up, to come down, or to keep things stable? That is how you know which vowel to use with which letter. You may move your head in specific directions as you say each letter. Head movement describes what is happening in the thought process. This is what science is teaching now, especially in the CIA, to spies, to keep them alive by being aware of what the people around them are thinking. This is also the teaching of the sage Abulafia from the 14th century. He teaches that you move your head in the way of the vowels. Perhaps I will discuss them in a different class. Right now, do not try to restrict your own head movement. Let it flow and notice what it teaches you, how it relates to what you are thinking. We need to understand three levels of sound. The words are voice, sound, and speech. Voice is pure sound. Sound is modulated by the carving of the letters. Put together, letters make words, which make speech. Each level is used for a different purpose in your meditation. Each level gets you to a different aspect. 231 gates are in the level of sound, using voice and letters. Voice is Zeranpin, sound is Malchut. Understand this well, as it will help you find your way when you travel to these different levels of consciousness. Emotions come from voice. The power of the voice is what powers your sound. Remember, we have three levels: the voice, the sound, and the speech. Voice is pure sound. Then it's modulated into voice, which is the vowels. And then it's modulated into speech, which is the letter with the vowel, with the voice. It is taught that the parts of the mouth relate to specific sephirot, and the sound letters are also related to specific sephirot. It is also taught that prophecy comes from Netzach and Hod. This means prophecy comes from your own lips. This is why each interpretation of a dream manifests. Dream is 1/60th of prophecy. The interpretation that, which comes from lips is prophecy, and not just part of prophecy. When we pray, we start the Amidah with a verse of Tehillim that says, "Open up my mouth." The Amidah is an entrance to prophecy, but of course not the way it is done today. Mishnah 2.7. Kafet ot yot yisod kivuot v'gilgal v'rali she'arim hazar gilgal panim v'achor Siman ledavar ein betova lemala yanig ve'ein bara lemate minaga. The translation. 22 foundation letters. They are established in a cycle of 231 gates, which are the combination of letters. The cycle goes around from front to back. Sorry, I was interrupted by a phone that I needed to send a quick text to. So the 22 foundation letters, they are established in a cycle of 231 gates. The 231 gates are two-letter combinations. There are 22 letters times 22 letters. But it's really 22 times 21, so you don't duplicate the same letter. 22 times 21 is 231. That's where the gates come from. The cycle goes around from front to back. This means the cycle is from Aleph to Taf, and then you repeat the cycle from Taf to Aleph. And then you repeat the cycle, Aleph to Taf, using the double letter sounds. You transition to a different sound for each of the double letters. Then you repeat the cycle back to front with using the sound of the double, the second sound of the double letters. The side of good, there is nothing better than the pleasure, which is oneg. That's the Hebrew word for pleasure. It is nothing worse than a plague.